بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Normally towards the end of i'tikaf, we take a listen to this beautiful poem of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. And for the benefit of those people who are not acquainted, although I do say this practically every year, but just to acquaint those people who may not be acquainted with this poem. The poem is titled Shahid al-Qudrat, Witness to the Qudrat and the Power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayh is saying in this poem, which is of course his own compilation, is that the entire creation is like a mirror. In other words, when one ponders over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then like in a mirror, in this creation we see a reflection and a manifestation of the beauty and the amazing qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every atom of the universe, every iota, every minuscule reflects the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way we are encouraged to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By seeing the beauty of the creation, we can learn to recognize the beauty of the Creator. That when the creation is so magnificent, the trees, the flowers, the birds, the mountains, the sky, when this creation has so many wonders and is so beautiful, then we can appreciate how much more powerful, how much more beautiful, how much more perfect is the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran too we are encouraged time and again, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the creation of the night and day, there are signs for those who have intelligence, those who want to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many signs contained in the universe whereby they can appreciate the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. They ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to recognize the Creator. When did Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullah compile this poem? When he was admitted for surgery, for some eye surgery when he was in London. And normally we know after eye surgery, for a few days a patch is put onto the eye, and later the surgeons, the specialists remove that patch. And they want to determine how the eye is focusing, how has the vision improved. So after the operation, when the doctors came and removed the patch from the eye, the surgeon, of course, he could not understand Urdu, he was an Englishman, and as a Mufti Sahib did not speak English. Through an interpreter, the surgeon showed two fingers to Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayh. The object was obviously for Mufti Sahib to say whether he can see two fingers or less or more, whether he is seeing double vision instead of 2-4, or whether he has half the vision instead of two fingers, maybe he sees only one finger. So through the interpreter, the surgeon asked the Mufti Sahib, how many fingers have I shown you? So the Mufti Sahib said that it is half of the sum of 1 plus 3. He didn't say 2. He said half of the sum of 1 plus 3. 1 plus 3 is how much? 4. Half of that is 2. So when Hazrat Mufti Sahib gave this reply through the interpreter, the doctor also was obviously astounded. And through the interpreter he asked, that why did he not say straightforward 2? Why did he beat around the bush and put it this way? So Hazrat Mufti Sahib then explained to the surgeon that if you really ponder, every number, every digit, the reality of every number is this, that any number you take, it is always half of the sum of the preceding number and the ensuing number. For example, take the number 5. Before 5 we have preceded with 4, after 5 is 6, 4 plus 6 is 10, half of 10 is 5. Take any number, take 10 for example, preceding 10 is 9. After 10 is 11. 9 plus 11, 20. Half of 20 is 10. Take 100. Before 100 is 99. After 100 is 101. 99 plus 101 is 200. Half of 200 is 100. So take any number for that matter. It always works out to this. It is always half of the sum of the preceding number and the ensuing number. So this surgeon, being such a specialist, he was also taken aback. He said to Hazrat Mufti Sahab, through the interpreter, that in university we did mathematics, we did advanced maths, we did calculus, but none of our professors ever taught us that this is the reality of every digit, every number. This was the intellect of Hazrat Mufti Sahab rahmatullahi. Even he was astonished. In one bayan also, Hazrat Mufti Sahab rahmatullahi gave an amazing example using mathematics. He was explaining about the differences the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain had among themselves. That there were political differences, so much so that some differences had to be sorted out on the battlefield also. But in spite of that, there always remained a unity, a sense of unity among the Sahaba. That although they had the political differences, but in their hearts they bore no animosity, no grudge for one another. They would not run one another down. On the other hand, as Abu Tisab explained, in today's era, when there are differences of opinion, when there are differences between two different factions, then unfortunately, it leads to animosity in the heart. People bear grudges for one another. They run one another down. They resort to pamphleteering, besmirching the name of people. Whereas in the time of the Sahaba, they also had differences. But at the same time, they had the utmost respect for one another. So the Mufti Sahab gave the example that the differences between the Sahaba was like the 9 times timetable. Whereas the differences that we see today are like the 8 times timetable. Today even the children at school, I don't think they know the timetables. They sit with the calculators. In the old days, our teachers used to call it arithmetic. They say, we wake you up middle of the night also, we ask you anything, 8 times 9, what it is, out of your sleep also, you must be able to say it. But today without a calculator, they can't work out. In fact, they press the wrong numbers on the calculator also. So the sum also is incorrect. So the Mufti Sahab explained that the differences between the Sahaba was like the 9 times timetable. If you look at a 9 times timetable, 1 times 9 is 9, 2 9s are 18, 3 9s are 27, 4 9s are 36, 5 9s are 45. Now look at this. Each of these results, if you add the digits between them, 1 times 9 is 9, there's no other digits, so 9 plus 0 is 9. 2 9s are 18, so the number is increased from 9 to 18. But take the number 18, add the two figures together, 1 plus 8 is 9. 3 9s are 27, from 18 we've gone to 27, but 2 plus 7 is still 9. 4 9s are 36, 3 plus 6 is still 9. 5 9s are 45, 4 plus 5 is still 9. So the Mufti Sahab explained that as the Sahaba's numbers grew, as they swelled in number, but the unity remained constant. Like the figure here, 9, remaining all the time. Whereas if you look at the 8 times table, 1 times 8 is 8, 2 8s are 16, 3 8s are 24, 4 8s are 32, 5 8s are 40. So here too the numbers are increasing. But let us add the digits. 1 times 8 is 8, so 8 plus 0 is 8. 2 8s are 16, 1 plus 6 is 7, it has come down from 8. 3 8s are 24, 2 plus 4 is 6, come down one digit less. 4 8s are 32, 3 plus 2 is 5, we've come down. 5 8s are 40, 4 plus 0 is 4, we've come down. So we're coming down from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. As the Mufti Sahab explained, that today too our numbers are growing, but our unity is in tatters, it is in shreds. Unity is decreasing all the time. That we are at one another's throats. We do not have respect for one another. We bear the grudge and animosity in the heart. So look at this beautiful example as it gave by way of the timetable, mathematics, something that our minds would not even go to. The Sahaba had the differences, for example, as the Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, as the Ali radiallahu ta'ala, they even fought the Battle of Siffin to sort out their political differences. But they had the utmost respect for one another. It is said when this battle took place, in between when there used to be a ceasefire, There were some Sahaba that used to have the meals with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and they say it is time for Salah, they would go and perform Salah behind Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Although they are in the army of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, eating their meals here, but they go and perform Salah behind Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Someone asked them, why do you do this? They said, the meal is more enjoyable here, the Salah is more enjoyable there, behind Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So look at this, no grudge whatsoever. On one occasion, taking advantage of these differences, a Christian king wrote a letter to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and wanted to entice him to come over perhaps towards Christianity. He said to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala that look at this, you fighting on a battlefield with Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his army. You do not need to go through all this pain, all this grief. Come over to our side, we shall make you comfortable. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala caught up immediately the hidden agenda. He wrote back to that Christian king and said to him that, listen, we may have our political differences, but we are united on one front as far as our iman is concerned. And then he said to the king, if you even turn a crooked or threatening eye for one moment to Ali radiallahu ta'ala, I will be the first one to join the army of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, I will be in the front line to make sure I rid the earth of scum like you. So look at this. That a Christian king won't take advantage of the differences, and how Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu replied. Because in their hearts there was no animosity. Although they had these differences, but they had the utmost respect for one another. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained this, that that is a situation of the differences between the Sahaba. And today, although our numbers are swelling, we number approximately 1 billion throughout the world, yet our unity is in tatters, it is in shreds. While Hazrat Mufti Sahib was in that hospital, we had this eye surgery done in London. Hazrat Mufti Sahib explains that one night in the darkness and stillness of the night, he heard what is known in Arabic or Urdu as Hatif al-Ghaib. In others, from the unseen, Hazrat Mufti Sahib heard a voice asking him, Kya tune hame dekha hai? Have you seen me? So Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi immediately, Allah Ta'ala inspired him, that this is a question from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib replied, Haan, maine tumhe dekha hai. Yes, I have seen you. So the question came from there, where have you seen me? So Hazrat Mufti Sahib then compiled his poetry, that I have seen you in the beauty of the pages of the Quran, I have seen you in the drops of rain, I have seen you in the mountains, in the rivers, in others, in your entire creation, I have seen your power, your beauty, your perfection. So that is when Hazrat Mufti Sahib compiled this poem when he was in London. And his memory was so phenomenal. This numbers quite a number of pages, a very lengthy poem. But without penning it down, in the storage bank of his mind, Hazrat Mufti Sahib compiled this and memorized it. Initially Hazrat Mufti Sahib was very secretive about this poem also. That in case someone begins to say that Hazrat Mufti Sahib is making a claim to have seen Allah Ta'ala, because over and over again he says, Maine tumhe dekha, I have seen you. What he actually means that I have seen your power, I have seen your majesty, I have seen your beauty in your creation. He's not saying that I have seen you personally. But in case someone makes this allegation, initially Hazrat Mufti Sahib is very secretive. When he went to Calcutta, when Hazrat Mufti Sahib stayed 4 months there, Hazrat needed some eye surgery there as well. In many gatherings, Hazrat Mufti Sahib used to read out a few couplets of this poem. When he would see someone takes out a notebook and starts making a note, he would keep quiet immediately. So secretive he was. But eventually, with his attendants and all insisting, Hazrat Mufti Sahib then had this dictated, he had it penned down, and that is how we have it in front of us, titled Shahid al-Qudrat. It's a very lengthy poem, I'm not going to read out the whole poem, maybe not even half of it, but it gives an indication. Hazrat Mufti Sahib commences also Quran ke siparo mein, ahsan ke isharo mein, that in the paras of the Quran, in the gestures of kindness, similarly in the affection of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, in the harshness of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, in this Sahaba, in all this, oh Allah, I saw your beauty, I saw a manifestation of your Qudrat and of your power. So this is in essence what Hazrat Mufti Sahib is saying here. Allah Ta'ala, if we really understand Urdu, we can appreciate the beauty of these words, and we can well imagine how much marifat, recognition Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. As I mentioned, this poem, here it is about 10 pages, but Mawla Yusuf Sahib Tawli of Deoband, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, he has written a commentary on this poem, 10 pages here, but that commentary itself numbers more than 100 pages. Alhamdulillah, someone locally has done a translation of that too. I went a bit through that. It hasn't been printed yet. Inshallah, when it gets printed, we will even appreciate this more when we see the translation. And the translation is with the commentary. The same of the Yusuf Tawli, who did it with the commentary explanation, that translation has been done into English. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, bring it soon to the public, and inshallah we can appreciate it even more. So after every two couplets, Hazrat Mufti Sahib says, "Maine tumhe dekha hai," which means I have seen your beauty, your kudrat, your power in all this creation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qur'an ke siparon mein, ihsan ke isharon mein, iman ke sunwaron mein, masoom piyaron mein, maine tumhe dekha hai, maine tumhe dekha hai, siddiq ki shafqat mein, faruq ki satwat mein, عثمان کی عفت میں کرار کی حیبت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے صدیق کی شفقت میں فاروق کی سطوت میں عثمان کی عفت میں قرار کی حیبت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے احمد کی روایت میں مالک کی درایت میں احمد کی روایت میں مالک کی درایت میں صفیہ کی ثقاحت میں نعمہ کی فقاحت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے معفور دعاؤں میں منصور ثناؤں میں مامور ہواؤں میں مسحور فضاؤں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے خورشید کے تاروں میں راتوں کے ستاروں میں آنکھوں کے خماروں میں یاروں کے نظاروں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے گلزار میں خاروں میں کوہسار میں غاروں میں گنبد میں میناروں میں خلوت میں ہزاروں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے عطار میں جامی میں رومی میں حسامی میں خسرو میں نظامی میں سعدی میں سنامی میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے قاری کی تلاوت میں قاضی کی عدالت میں مفتی کی دیانت میں غازی کی شہادت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے زاہد کی رداؤں میں عابد کی صداؤں میں ساجد کی نداؤں میں شاہد کی اداؤں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے خالد کی شجاعت میں حاتم کی سخاوت میں صحبہ کی بلاغت میں مجنوں کی نقاہت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے محفل کے چراغوں میں انگور کے باغوں میں سرشار دماغوں میں ہر قلب کے داغوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے لیلیٰ کی ملاحت میں شیری کی صباحت میں نغمہ کی نزاکت میں سعدا کی نظافت میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے گنگوہ کے رہبر میں اجمیر کے دلبر میں سرہند کے سرور میں کشمیر کے انور میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے سلمہ میں فزاری میں عروہ میں غفاری میں مسلم میں بخاری میں سالم میں بہاری میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے سندل میں چمبیلی میں عطار میں تیلی میں پھاٹک میں حویلی میں میرٹھ میں بریلی میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے دہلی کے رنگیلوں میں لکھنؤ کے چھبیلوں میں کوکن کے نشیلوں میں سورت کے رسیلوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے بنگال کے بالوں میں لبنان کے لالوں میں سودان کے کالوں میں گجرات کے گالوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے بچپن میں جوانی میں شاہی میں شبانی میں آزاد بیانی میں پابند زبانی میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے تسبیح کے دانوں میں ترجیل کے شانوں میں سجدے کے نشانوں میں خاموش فسانوں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے ہر ماہ کے مہماں میں ہر قلب کے ارماں میں ہر درد کے درماں میں ہر شاہ کے فرماں میں میں نے تمہیں دیکھا ہے मैंने तुम्हें देखा है लब्बैक के सबाही में मनहर की अबाही में छागल में सुराही में मरकज में नवाही में मैंने तुम्हें देखा है मैंने तुम्हें देखा है रोजों में नमाजों में ईदों में जनाजों में रेलों में जहाजों में नाजों में नियाजों में मैंने तुम्हें देखा है मैंने तुम्हें देखा है जाकिर में मुराकिब में जाइर में मुसाहिब में नाजिर में मुहासिब में गाफिर में मुआकिब में मैंने तुम्हें देखा है मैंने तुम्हें देखा है मैंने तुम्हें देखा है मैंने तुम्हें देखा है अल्लाह की वजह से इंशाल्लाह बे बलती ने तौफीक ऑफ गेनिंग दैट मारिफत रिकॉग्निशन ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान व तआला इवन विद अ फ्रैक्शन ऑफ व्हाट आर दिस औलिया दिस पीपल ऑफ अल्लाह गेन्ड अल्लाह गिव अस आल्सो इंशाल्लाह दैट गुड फॉर्चून इंशाल्लाह तआला.